Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. Today is with us again Michael Ismail, Master Gardener with the Pima County Agricultural Extension and also an instructor for the Pima County Smartscape and owns a local business helping people to grow their own food. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks, Dan. It's great to be here again.
You're an instructor for Pima County Smartscape. What is Smartscape?
The Pima County Smartscape program is part of the University of Arizona Agricultural Extension, which is over on 4210 North Campbell. Its purpose is to provide education on irrigation to residents who are interested in knowing how to design, build, or maintain an irrigation system around their home. Tucson Water Conservation Department is paying for the education, so it's actually free for you to learn what you need to know to build, own, and operate an irrigation system. You can get large rebates for installing these systems, up to $2,000 for rainwater collection and up to $1,000 for gray water. The way you qualify for these rebates is by taking one of the free rebate classes.
How can people find out more about this Tucson Water Project?
You can call the Agricultural Extension, the same place that you find the Master Gardeners, at 626-5161. And you can also find the website by putting into your Google search Pima County Smartscape.
What are the things that people should be thinking about if they want to install or rebuild their irrigation system?
I think the old adage, begin with the end in mind, applies well here. What is my end goal? And perhaps you don't know enough about landscaping to really be sure of the answer to that. And in that case, let me give you some ideas of questions you can ask. Is it important to you to save water? Do you want parts of your landscape to be lush and have a variety of different types of plants? Do you want the design and function of the space around your home to create a cooling effect for the house and outdoor space? Do you want a low-maintenance landscape where not much pruning and weeding is required? Are you curious about how the changes you make to your landscape can impact your local ecology?
What is the difference between Smartscape and Xeriscape?
Smartscape is really just the name of this program at Extension, which is all about irrigation education. Xeriscaping is a particular type of landscaping. The concept of xeriscaping came out of a drought in Colorado. The response to this drought was to try and figure out how they could reduce the water that's being used by adapting to the local character, using plants that are more native to that area.
It seems the heat of summer is upon us. What can people do to protect their gardens and their plants from the sun?
Using good irrigation practices is really an important element of that. A couple tips are really knowing how deep the water is penetrating into the soil. For example, if we're talking about a tree, they have root depths of 3 feet, then you want to make sure when you water that you're watering all the way down into their whole root zone. And smaller plants require shallower depth. Shrubs are usually 2 feet, and these other plants are usually 1 foot. For vegetable gardens, it can really help, especially for tomatoes, to give them a little shade cloth, especially for your more sensitive plants.
What's your take on the water situation in our region?
We have a system here. It's based around getting the water out of town as quickly as possible when it rains. In my opinion, this is an ecological disaster. So much of our surface water has disappeared. One issue this causes is a heat island effect. Tucson is now covered in hardscape and gravel, which means it's even hotter. As a result, our monsoon rains will come up from the south and then run into this large hot bubble around the city. Many of the storms dissipate, which means even less rainfall. Instead of pushing all of this water out of town, we need to slow it down using earthworks like berms and basins, creating longer-term evaporation, which of course has a cooling effect on the city, and will also grow back this tree canopy that we're now missing.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Thanks, Dan. Pleasure to be here, as always.
You can find the text and audio of this broadcast and the full interview with Michael on the Weekly Green blog at kxci.org. Please leave comments, inquiries, and suggestions on the Weekly Green Facebook page or send us an email at theweeklygreen@kxci.org. This is Dan Lout. Thank you for listening.